And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue to hope to pull survivors from rubble before they succumb to the cold after an earthquake tore through southern Turkey and war-ravaged northern Syria. The death toll climbed over 7,700 Tuesday and was expected to rise further. The last 2 days have brought dramatic rescues, with even some small children rescued from mounds of debris more than 30 hours after the pre-dawn quake. But there was also widespread despair and growing anger at the slow pace of rescue efforts in some areas, particularly Turkey's hardest-hit province of Hatay. In Syria, residents found a crying newborn still connected by the umbilical cord to her dead mother. U.S. President Joe Biden is exhorting Republicans in a State of the Union address to work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy and uniting the nation. In his State of the Union address, he said that he can work together with the new Congress.
Now, my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
He also talked about democracy in the U.S. and says that it's thriving.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats of the Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
It was Biden's first speech to Congress since Republicans took control of the House in the midterm elections. The Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon a U.S. fighter jet shot down off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance drones dubbed the Kingfish and Swordfish to scour the ocean. U.S. officials say Navy and Coast Guard personnel have collected all they could. Now, the balloon remnants that were floating on the surface on Tuesday, they were using the drones to locate and map the debris field.